Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590.
You're looking at me like, what's going on? If you read the program,
I am Angelo Viola. That's all that matters. Okay, I don't care about your stupid little program.
My program.
Whatever, you're waving stuff at me. Well, out through the glass.
You look at me like, why are you playing this song?
Well, I just thought it was an interesting choice. That's all. What did I mention? You're listening to Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. I did mention that. I did not mention who you are, and I think I'll skip that and go right to Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis. Of course, if you want to know this,
everyone knows my
clown,
name.
Stephen Labadee with the hair. Steve the hair. We haven't talked about your hair in a long time.
I know. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. We haven't been around. Or I haven't been around.
We both haven't been around.
Neither one of us has been around.
Yeah. Because
in studio with me live, surprising me this morning, good friend decided to shock me when I came in, Jim Grayson.
Former
official with the Ontario Tourism Group.
Go Fish program.
Go Fish.
Which you talk about every week.
Every week. Have been for I don't even know how many years now.
Oh, a long time.
That's right. And speaking of Go Fish, on the line with us is a guy who went fishing, and he made himself a pile of dough and a ton of recognition. His name is Austin Levan. He is the winner, the official winner of the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Good morning, Austin. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being patient with us. We ran a little bit late this morning.
Not a problem. It was perfect. I just got a fish in that that commercial break.
Oh, perfect. Wow, good for you. Wow. So let me set this up. Austin is out there fishing right now with the top 70 winners over the course of the Derby, and they're all competing for the Islander Championship Shootout, which is an extra $5,000 on top of what they've already won. And it's going on right now. It started, I believe, at is 8 o'clock it started this morning, Austin?
Yeah, blast off was at 8 o'clock this morning.
Cool. And how's the lake looking out there?
It's a little bumpy this morning with that northeast wind.
Oh, boy. That's never a good one.
No.
And what is it, a total number of fish or big fish, or how's this work?
It's just your biggest fish overall, and it pays out the top four. So just one lucky bite could win you some money.
Well, speaking of luck, you're no stranger meeting luck, that's for sure. As I just mentioned, you are the winner of this year's Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Tell us about that. How's that feeling right about now?
It's still kind of hard to believe that I won the tournament. I've been fishing Lake Ontario the last 10, 12 years, and always been a dream to – it was a dream to get on the board and to begin with, and then after that it was a dream to even win a week, but I never thought I'd be the one to win the whole thing.
And tell folks how long you had to wait and suffer to find out if you were going to be the winner.
Yeah, so I caught that fish right around sunset on a Thursday night. It's about 9 o'clock, but the weigh stations closed at 8, so I had to hold that fish in my house overnight and then weigh it in at 9 o'clock the next morning.
Now, do you figure it lost a lot of weight?
I don't think so. If you keep it completely submerged in ice water overnight, they tend to hold their weight pretty well, so...
And how many days after you weighed it in did you have to wait to find out if you were actually going to be the winner?
I believe it was 3 weeks. I waited it on the last day of week four. Wow. So, yeah, 3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
That is insanity, man. That would drive me absolutely insane. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So now you you won. What? Tell folks what you won, by the way.
So so this year I actually had was opportunity to get two fish on the board. So my first fish was in week two. I won the $1,000 in the Yeti coolers, and then for the first place fish, I get a Toyota 4Runner, a trip to Beauchamp Wilderness Lodge, which I actually have donated back to be a draw prize today, and then I get a Garmin watch on top of that.
Oh, my God. Good for you, bud. Good for you. And all you had to do was buy a ticket for the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. And you were going to go fishing anyways, with or without the ticket. You were going to go there anyways. That's the crazy part about this, right?
Yeah, I might not have gotten up that many early mornings before there was no derby, but it definitely those long hours in the water and those early mornings definitely paid off.
Well worth the wait, for sure.
For sure.
So are you, obviously you said you caught one fish during the break, right?
Yeah, so right as that commercial break was on, my one of the riggers went off, and put one on the boat, so we'll see if I can get some more, and if not, if that one holds out to be a top four fish.
So it sounds like you might already be the winner of the second element by the sounds of it. With an east wind coming out, there's not going to be a lot of fish caught, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully it holds up. I fished the fish off last year as well and didn't catch anything, so it just feels nice to get a fish in the boat this year.
It's your year, my friend, and where can folks go to see this weigh-in and maybe enjoy the festivities?
So it's at, I think, J.C. Saddington Park, right outside of the Port Credit Marina. The award ceremony starts around 1 o'clock. There's a big white tent there, so it's hard to miss.
All right, my friend. Listen, congratulations. Congratulations to you. It's just a huge event to win because there's so many people participating, and it's such a big body of water, and you just never know. You just never know what's going to happen. So congratulations. And
thank you very much.
I'm sure we will be hearing from you in the days to come and the years to come in this event and other fishing events as well.
I hope so. Thanks a lot for having me.
Our pleasure. Austin Levin, the winner of this year's Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Have you ever gone out salmon fishing, by the way, Jim?
No.
You've never done it?
Never did it on the Lake Ontario, no.
Wow.
Maybe we'll have to go when we're both, now I'm retired. I mean, all I need is an invitation.
Why is everybody assuming that I am going to be hanging around the mall very shortly?
You got to get in those 5K walks in the wintertime,